GOP Rep. Crenshaw, Pelosi has now blocked aid to people who need it three times, very frustrating. By Trent Baker on September 23, 2020. Wednesday, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, voiced his criticism of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Democratic leadership for blocking additional coronavirus relief to the American people. FNC's Fox & Friends host Steve Ducey asked Crenshaw about Democratic mayors and governors using CARES Act funding for free college or guaranteed income for essential workers. Crenshaw emphasized that the CARES Act, originally passed in March, was intended to help people with basic needs during the difficulty brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. With small businesses across the United States continuing to struggle, the Texas congressman highlighted that Pelosi has now blocked additional aid three times. The CARES Act is intended to help people with basic needs during a very difficult time when government itself forced people out of their jobs and out of their livelihoods, Crenshaw outlined. I think what this looks like is Democrat governors and mayors perhaps just paying off constituencies that they believe should support them. That's often the case with some of these programs. He added, let's not forget the real issue here. For the third time, Nancy Pelosi blocked any more aid to people who need it. Okay? And this is important stuff, whether it's helping people who are unemployed or additional testing. Whatever it is, they blocked that in the Senate. Wouldn't even vote on what passed out of the Senate on a party line vote. This is very frustrating to people. We don't understand why we just can't help the small businesses that have been forced to shut down and need to rehire workers and get our economy back on track. And in blue states, you are seeing this constantly. Compare Texas and California. California has almost double the unemployment rate that Texas has. And, yet, our COVID numbers ended up being about the same. So, it just goes to show who has actually handled this better and who protected livelihoods while also protecting lives. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.